Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold, along with my co-host, Valerie Smaldone. So I was reading an article in the New York Times this week that totally stunned me. It's about nursing homes. Did you know that in many states, if you don't pay the nursing home bill for an incapacitated spouse, for instance, not because you're a deadbeat, just because either you have a dispute or you don't agree with the co-pays or there's some other problem with it, that if you don't pay the nursing home bill, the nursing home may take away your guardianship of your loved one. The New York Times did an expose on this, and it was absolutely stunning to me. Now, they looked at the story of the Palermos, but this is just an example, just one example of how this works. Lillian Palermo was married to her husband Dino for her entire life, and she and her husband tried to prepare for the worst possibilities of aging. She was an insurance executive at one point. She had a PhD in psychology. She loved ballroom dancing. She arranged for her power of attorney and her health care to go to her husband, Dino, which is typical. Dino, her husband, is 8 years younger than her, and if she became incapacitated, he seemed like the logical one to take care of her. And when she hit her 80s, she did get incapacitated. She ended up at a nursing home in 2010 because she had dementia. She fell a few times, and she had some surgical complications, and all that took their toll. He, her husband, who has been married to her for 50 years or so, he visits her every day. He sings her favorite songs. He feeds her home-cooked Italian food. And when he's not there, he pays for a private aid to be there when he can't. But one day last summer, after he disputed the bill that came from the nursing home, the bill had suddenly doubled their co-pays, and he complained about some employee who dropped his wife on the floor. By the way, a pretty reasonable thing to complain about. One day, Mr. Palermo was shocked to find a 6-page legal document waiting on his wife's bed, his wife, who lives in the nursing home and has dementia. And this legal document was a guardianship petition filed by the nursing home. What this means is the nursing home was asking the court to give a stranger in the nursing home complete, full, and legal power over Mrs. Palermo and her money, rather than her husband, her loving husband, who's been with her his whole life and visits her every day, rather than he having guardianship over her. And the reason was the disputed bill. Now, I was not aware that a nursing home could take such a drastic step, but in fact, they can. And it's always an attempt to collect an unpaid bill. Now, in fairness to the nursing home, I have to mention that the unpaid bill was $68,000. And let's face it, nursing homes have to make money. They can't care for their patients if there's no money coming in. And the lawyer who issued this drastic step says that Mr. Palermo's devotion to his wife is really irrelevant because it's a billing dispute over his wife's care, and it has apparently reached a stalemate, and there's an outstanding balance approaching $68,000. Now, it doesn't take all that long to reach $68,000. Let me just mention that as well. In the case of the Palermos, which again is this couple that the New York Times used as an illustrative case, Mr. Palermo had been paying about $2,600 a month, which was the copay that he thought he owed under an earlier calculation by Medicare or Medicaid. Medicaid recalculated the monthly copay, maybe at the request of the nursing home, I don't know, and they put it at something like $6,000 a month. So $6,000 a month, it doesn't take very long. It takes about a year to get up to an unpaid bill of $68,000. And he'd been disputing it. And when the dispute went on and nothing was resolved, the nursing home took the extreme measure of filing for guardianship. And the ironic thing here, well, one of many ironic things, is that the petition for guardianship was brought in the name of a nun. Sister Sean William, who's the Carmelite nun, who's the executive director of this particular nursing home, the Mary Manning Walsh Nursing Home. I mean, think about that. A nun suing for guardianship of a wife whose husband is devoted to taking care of her in the pursuit of getting an unpaid nursing home bill settled. And just to be clear here, what guardianship does is it would transfer a person's legal rights to make all the decisions to someone appointed by the court. And it's usually a lawyer or someone else who's filed. And that person who's the guardian not only makes the decision about that person's money, they also get paid with that person's money. A lot of times it's a lawyer who gets paid for his guardianship out of the incapacitated person's pool of money. And here's the thing, this happens more often than you think. The New York Times asked researchers at Hunter College to look into this, and they found that of all the guardianship cases filed in, they looked in New York City, over a decade, that about 12% of them were brought by nursing homes, which is a lot. 12%. That means that nursing homes has filed to take guardianship away from another family member in an effort to get a bill paid. Now, often, and I would say usually, these kind of cases are unsuccessful, but what they do is they intimidate a family member. They force them into this costly legal ordeal. It's a strategic move meant to intimidate, and the nursing homes do it simply to bring in money. Now, believe me, I'm not against money, and I think nursing homes should get paid, certainly, but this seems like a particularly cruel and extreme way to do it, especially when you're looking at this particular case of the Palermos, where he has been paying what he thought was the right copay. He's been devoted to his wife's care. He's there every day. This is obviously a man who loves and cares about his wife and does the best thing for her. It is really an extreme and unusual and outrageous step for the nursing home to go ahead and try to file guardianship away from this loving husband. Now, in the case of the Palermos, the court eventually decided that the husband, Mr. Palermo, was the appropriate guardian. They questioned why the petition had been filed at all by the nursing home, but it didn't matter. Because the matter, the legal matter, dragged on and on and on, and poor Mr. Palermo, who's in his 80s himself, by the way, he grew very stressed and distraught, and his expenses, his legal expenses for fighting the case, reached $10,000, and he can't get that back. And it was a strong-arm method meant to intimidate the guy into paying an unpaid bill. Now, in the end, the dispute between the calculation from Medicaid put the wife's monthly copay at more than he was paying, $4,500, but less than the nursing home had claimed. And as soon as the nursing home cashed Mr. Palermo's check for the outstanding balance, the case was dropped. So you see, it was just meant to intimidate. This whole thing really makes me very sad. Older Americans are already faced with terrible choices on how to care for loved ones with a diagnosis like dementia. Add on in Mrs. Palermo's case that she fell and she was immobile, and you can see how fast the dollars for the care add up. And this story is heartbreaking because it exposes not only what nursing homes could do to you, but what we too face someday. This is everybody's future possible nightmare. I mean, this case was still under dispute. And the nursing home was attempting to seize control over this woman's bank accounts, even while the costs were under review by Medicare and Medicaid. The amount owed was still in dispute, and they filed for guardianship. In this article, also, it mentions another case where a 94-year-old resident of a different nursing home had a savings of $240,000, had been unable to go home for rehab because of a fire in her apartment, and her only visitors were real estate agents who wanted her to sell her apartment. And the nursing home, in this case, it was the Heber Home of Riverdale, the nursing home their own doctor evaluated her as incapable of making financial decisions, and the nursing home went ahead and collected a $50,000 check for her from her, and it sued her when she refused to continue to write checks, and then it filed for guardianship. Ultimately, the court ruled against them and issued a scathing decision. The court was absolutely outraged, but it had to go through that whole legal process, which is expensive and intimidating and difficult for anyone involved. So I don't have an answer, but this is something to be aware of that's going on here, and I encourage you to read the article in the New York Times. Amazing story. I'm Leslie Gold for America Weekend, and we'll be right back. It's the Envision Radio Network.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child have a problem sticking to things? I mean, they keep trying one activity, wanting to quit, and then try something else completely different. What to do? Here's the developmental science of it. The issue of completing what you started sounds simple, but it's incredibly complicated. Make sure that your child has the physical abilities to excel at the new task. If that's okay, then encourage them to continue. If they still want to quit, look at their social abilities. Do they play well with others? Are they avoiding someone like their coach or teacher?
I eat quitters for breakfast and I spit out their bones.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, from childhood to adulthood, when we quit something, there's always a reason. Smart parents will talk to their children, find out the reason, the cause, and then once you find the reason, you can find a solution. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Under new rules adopted by the European Union, Britain is gearing up to phase out the use of cancer-causing pesticides. Being targeted are toxic substances in both the food and the environment. These pesticide regulations will prove better protection for bees, which are dying all across Europe due to contact with toxic pollen in plants and vegetables everywhere. Most bug sprays and commercial pesticides are suspected of causing cancer, DNA damage, and gender bender effects, in which fish and plants are actually inappropriately changing from male to female due to something known as xenoestrogens. The new EU plans being hailed as a global revolution in the way the public is actually being protected against known poisonous chemicals, including banning all aerial spraying anywhere in Great Britain. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.